To Marie Louise Shue by Edgar Allan Poe. Not long ago, the writer of these lines, in the mad pride of intellectuality, maintained the power of words, denied that ever a thought arose within the human brain beyond the utterance of the human tongue. And now, as if in mockery of that boast, two words, two foreign, soft, dissyllables, Italian tones, made only to be murmured by angels dreaming in the moonlit dew that hangs like chains of pearl on Hermon Hill, half stirred from out the abysses of his heart, unthought like thoughts that are souls of thought, richer, far wilder, far diviner visions than even the seraph harper Israfel, who has the sweetest voice of all God's creatures, could hope to utter. And I, my spells are broken. The pen falls powerless from my shivering hand. With thy dear name as text, though hidden by thee, I cannot write. I cannot speak or think. Alas, I cannot feel, for 'tis not feeling, this standing motionless upon the golden threshold of the wide-open gate of dreams, gazing, entranced, adown the gorgeous vista, and thrilling as I see upon the right, upon the left, and all the way along amid empurpled vapours far away, to where the prospect terminates, thee only. The end of To Marie Louise Shue by Edgar Allan Poe. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.